Okay, let's begin our discussion of Chagiga Dav Tezvav, Yerushalmi. Chagiga Dav Tezvav. Just two ha'aras from yesterday that I didn't get to mention. We mentioned that the language of the Yerushalmi here is that Kohen Gadol could do the avodah whenever he wants, but the language of this Yerushalmi, which doesn't appear anywhere else, the Yeshin Adar Medavas Hu Makriven Vaholech Vaochel Betoch Beso. Vaochel Betoch Beso. So I mentioned that the Rambam in Klei Hamikdash, Perakei Halach HaZayin, quotes the idea that the Kohen Gadol stays in his own house in Yerushalayim. He should have a house in Yerushalayim. That's what the Rambam says. The Minchas Chinuch in Kuf Lamed Vav quotes this Rambam, and he says, well, since the Kohen Gadol, why is that in Kuf Lamed Vav? Because Kuf Lamed Vav is the mitzvah of the Minchas Chavitin. The Kohen Gadol is bringing a karban every single day. So says the Minchas Chinuch, if the Kohen Gadol is bringing a karban every single day, and there's a mitzvah of lina, of sleeping over in Yerushalayim the day that you bring a karban, so that's why the Kohen Gadol has to sleep in Yerushalayim every night. Kim Kain, given the Kohen Gadol, hayamakrav mincha b'chal yom, hayata'un lina b'Yerushalayim, says the Minchas Chinuch. Al Kain, hayatzorach ha-Kohen Gadol, l'adur b'Yerushalayim, ki hayatzorach lina, see, that's why he has to live in Yerushalayim, because every day he brings a karban. V'cheinu b'Rambam, Hilchas Klei Mikdash, he goes to the Rambam, v'ye beso b'Yerushalayim v'eino zaz misham, v'ayin kesef mishnah sham shalo hera mako motzei hadin. The kesef mishnah didn't say where the Rambam got this from, u'mat tam yishbo. Ach be'emes hatam, da yaton lina v'Yerushalayim v'ya karban shemibi b'chol yom. V'ze emes u'barur, and this must be the answer. V'shamati ze mitalmidai shi'ichya, my Talmud told me this, v'kasavti kin al gilyon b'Rambam shalei, I wrote this on the side of my Rambam. Says the Minchas Chinuch. I don't remember him writing, saying that anywhere else. But he said, I wrote this on the side of the Rambam, that he heard this from his Talmud, that this is the source. This is the source of the halacha that the Rambam said, the Kohen Gadol should live in Yerushalayim. The other point to mention about the tzitz, we said the tzitz is meratzah, tzitz ain't a meratzah, just to remember the explanation of the Ramban in Parshat Tetzaveh, that talks about how the tzitz actually worked. Or the tzitz, it's really all of them, the tzitz and the Urim Tumim and the Choshen, worked. The tzitz only said Kodesh Lashem, but the Urim Tumim, the Ramban says, you remember, has the Urim Tumim is inside the Choshen, like what Rashi says, it's a Shem Hashem, right? So the Kohen Gadol has a Shem Hashem inside the Choshen on the Urim Tumim, and he has the Shem Hashem on the tzitz, and that was like the motor, the battery that made the letters light up, that the Kohen Gadol had to interpret. Ki hayu shemos hakadoshim mikocham ya'iru ha'osias me'avnei ha'choshen, el'eni ha'kohen ha'shoel, v'ha'mashal, and he quotes Yehuda Yala, the Yud, and the Hey, and the Vav, and the Dalid. So the Ramban says, each of the big day kahuna serve the function, to the function. Besides, there's another Gemara in Maseches Vachen that talks about every beged was machaper on something else, the tzitz had its own function, the Urmatum had its own function. Okay, so now we get into the second half of Maseches Chagiga. The first half of Maseches Chagiga was all about inyanim of the karbanos, the karbanos achag, as we saw, the three karbanos achag, all was Riyah, Shalmei Chagiga, and the Shalmei Nedava. Now the second half talks about Tumah Vatara, right? One of the most extensive discussions of Tumah Vatara in all of Shas, right here. Why is it here? So Rashi says, the Karbanos quotes Rashi, because we're going to have a Mishnah soon that talks about that Ame Haaretz, are considered, well, let's just read it. The Karban Eda says, V'hai denakalu hacha gabi hilchas chagiga, l'fi sheyesh b'sofan hilchas haregel, sha'ame aretz chashubin torun beregel, v'lo b'shar kaimos hashana. Everybody's considered torun regel, because we know that all of Klai Yisrael are together, so that's why we have certain kulas that we're able to have on regel that we don't have the rest of the year, and we're allowed to trust them about certain Tumah Vatara halachas. So that's the Yontif connection. The Meiri in his Akdama to the Masechta, where he talks about how the Meiri often does, just to sum up the Masechta in a word or two. So the Meiri says there, where he talks about what's in each parak. He says, V'neskalgel inyan zeh. He says, Vasheni, the second topic is, Leva'er bo inyane taras vitmeos, kafisha tzorach liyadias inyanehem tumavatara, vinis galgal inyanzeh, bakan, mitoch, shahayu tzrichim latar beregel, vipne karbanosayin. Everybody had to be mitar themselves beregel because of their karbanos. They had to be in the base of Mikdash. That's why all these halachas of tumavatara are mentioned here. So we know the rules usually are, there are Mida Araisa, there's an Aviavosa Toma, that makes an Avatoma, that makes a Rishon LaToma. And then we get less applications of the Tumah, because only the more holy something is, the more susceptible it is to Tumah. So a Sheni, if a Sheni touches Chulin, so then nothing happens. If a Sheni touches Truma, Truma becomes a Shlishi. If the Shlishi touches Kudshim, then Kudshim could become a Revi'i. But again, if a Shlishi or a Sheni touch Chulin, nothing happens. If a Shlishi touches Truma, nothing happens, because it ends. It ends. It can't be more than that. So the Mishnah that tells us, Notlin liyadayim. Oh, netilas yadayim. What is this? This is a new type of tumah. It's a tumah midrabanan. The rabbanan sometimes were gozer. Mesechas yadayim is about this. There goes there that hands have the status of a sheni latuma. Why is that? Maybe because it touched liquid that was a rishon latuma or an avatuma. Maybe a stam yadayim are touching things that they shouldn't be touching. So either way, Chazal gave the status of hands, right? Unusual, right? Mida araisa, you're either, your whole body is either tame or tahor. You can't have part of your body that's tame and part of your body that's tahor. But that's the din, mida rabbanan that we learn, in Maseches Zavim and, elsewhere, as we will see. So the Mishnah tells us here, no only yadayim, we require netilas yadayim for lechulin. Wow, lechulin. Wow, what do we need that for? So we'll see how the Gemara is going to explain it. Vila Meiser, Meiser here means Meiser Sheni. Vila Truma, that's going up one level each. Chulin, Meiser Sheni, Truma. Ula Kodesh Matbilan. But for Kadshim to touch a karbon, you have to dunk your hands in a mikvah. It's not enough to do Natila. Ula Chatas, and for a Chatas, Im Nitmu Yadav Nitmu Gufo. What does Chatas here mean? That means Para Aduma. Either the ashes of the Para Aduma, it's called Efer Chatas, or the water that the ashes are mixed in, that's called mechatas. But to handle chatas, im nitmu yadav nitmu gufo. So then, there's no such thing. If your hands have a tumah derabanan, you have to go to the mikvah. If you go to the mikvah, there's no just hands. No just hands. Right, the Karban Eidah says, lachatas, liga b'mechatas, to touch the mechatas, maim hamukudashim be'efer paraduma, water that was with, sanctified with the ashes, lazos me'am altmei mesim, yishmali yaseira, shenitu yadav be'echam and advarm hametam and asayadayim v'los aguf. If you have any of those cases where your hands are tame, not the whole guf, kagon, sefer, we know the Mishnah Yadayim talks about, they were gozer tumah on sifrei kodesh, because people used to keep truma in the aron, and the animals used to come, so they were gozer. That sifrei Torah, unbelievable, you think sifrei Torah is the most kadosh thing. It is the most kadosh thing, but it's also metame midrabanan. Vochlin tmeinu mashkin, so if any of those, the whole body becomes tame. So that's what the Mishnah says. Certain halachos, certain items need netilas yadayim. Certain halachos need tevilas yadayim. Right, that's for kachim, and for paraduma, mechantas, so then you even need nitmagufo. Says the Gemara on the first line. So the Mishnah says, you need to tell Zidane for chulin. The yesh yadayim l'chulin, you need to tell Zidane for chulin. Chulin is not kadosh at all. So what do you need to tell Zidane for? Two answers. Number one, Elak or Shimon Elazar. Shimon Elazar says, no, there is a unusual case where hands could be a rishon. Where hands could be a rishon. There's one case like that. But maybe that's what the Mishnah is referring to. When it says chulin, it means when your hands become a rishon. So in that case, that's more chumer. That's more chumer, as we will see. And therefore, if your hands are a rishon, he was gozer that you have to wash your hands even for chulin, because they'll make a sheni. They'll can make a sheni in chulin. So number one, Reb Shimon Elazar, Omer Yesh Yadayim l'chulin. Shimon Elazar says there is a concept of Netilas Yadayim even for chulin. Answer number one. Answer number two, Divrei HaKoli. Maybe our Mishnah is Divrei HaKol. It's not just a case where it's like a Das Yachid, but Divrei HaKoli, Kadesh Lo Yehi Baldam HaTshuma. You're right. Usually you don't need Netilas Yadayim for a chulin, but here you need Netilas Yadayim even for chulin so that you get into the practice of touching things, washing your hands, even for Truma. So who is this talking about? The Karban HaEidah says, Kohanim have to wash their hands for chulin because they handle a lot of truma and they have to get into the habit of washing their hands. So it's dafka for Kohen, the last couple of skinny lines. The Iri b'Kohen ha-she'ochal truma. The Gazer alav shalo yigaf b'chulin b'lo netila. There it goes that he shouldn't touch chulin even without netila. Kadesh yehi gadol badol af min ha-truma. That is that. The Reb Chaim Kanievsky quotes, not just Kohanim, everyone, afilo al-kolish b'Yisrael. right? They widen the gzeira. Widen the gzeira. And that's what the Pnei Moshe also says, but he says it's limited to bread. Limited to bread, and that's what we're familiar with, right? We wash our hands for bread. One of the two reasons is because of truma. To be gozer up to truma. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the summary of this, right? On the beginning of Hilchot Netilas Yadayim, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simen Kuf Nun Ches Arachayim, Kishayavo Lechol Pas, Shemavarchan Alav Hamotzi, Yitol Yadav. When you come to eat bread that you make a motzi on, you should wash your hands. Yitol Yadav, says the Mishnah Berurah, Tam Takanas Netila Hu Mishnei Dvarim. Two reasons for this. Number one, Mibnei Srach Truma, our Gemara. Vahainu, Kiven Diyadayim Askanio, saying, since our hands are very busy. We touch all things. We don't even know what we touch. In the days of Tumah V'Tara, when Kohanim used to eat Truma, they used to have to wash their hands before eating Truma. So that they're not mitami the Truma when they touch it. So Kohanim are ragil in this. See, we're gozer on every Jew. Everybody should be in the habit of washing so that if they come to eat truma, so then they, or to come to touch truma, they would be in the good habit. And even though nowadays Kohanim don't eat truma because of the tuma, lo batla takanazu, kidei shi regilim b'nei Yisrael, kishi yibana beis ha-migdash, b'mheir av yameinu lechol batara. Unbelievable. Every time we wash our hands, we should think about b'mheir yibana beis ha-migdash. We're doing this because b'mheir yibana beis ha-migdash, so everybody should be in good habits of washing their hands before eating a carbon, before eating truma. So that's reason number one. V'o tam lakonis atila, the Mishnah Berurah quotes another reason, b'shem nekius v'kedusha. That's based on the pasuk, v'skadishtem, elumayim rishonim, v'yisem kedoshim, elumayim achronim. So that's the srach trumas. So that's what it says here. You wash your hands for hulin because of srach truma. Tini, we continuing. What, let's go back to the first answer for a second. What was the first answer? Rishim ben Elazar. Rishim ben Elazar says, yeshadayim l'chulin. So tini, where is that? By tini, Rishim ben Elazar, omer, mishum rabbi meir, hayadayim tchila l'chulin, vashniyas l'truma. Yadayim, hands, can be a rishon. We said before that there are gozer, that there are sheni. There's one case that they can be a rishon, l'chulin, we'll see vashniyas l'truma. And shnios, hands are generally shnios when it comes to truma. So any hands are sheni l'truma. If in that one circumstance, the hands could be gerishon. The Gemara says, ma, Rishim ben Elazar, Rabbi Akiva. Rishim ben Elazar is following Rabbi Akiva, who's a das yachid. T'tanina tamam, we learned in the Mishnah in Yadayim. Hamachnas yadav l'bayis ha-menuga. If somebody sticks their hands into a house with sara'as, yadav t'chila. Their hands become a rishon. Arisha, why? But if a person is in a house of Tzaraz, that person becomes a Rishon. The house is an Av, and the person becomes a Rishon. So Rabbi Kiva says, not only if you go in, that would be Midaraisa Tuma, but even if you just stick your hands in, Chazal gave your hands the status of a Rishon Latuma Midarabanan, so that you don't have to walk in. Right? Kibachas Yadal Abayim Yadal Tchila de Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Shimon Elazar is following Rabbi Kiva. The Chum Omrim, the Mishnah just adds, in Yadayim Yadav Shnios. No. You could be gozer, but you don't have to be gozer equally. If you would walk in your body, you would be a rishon. So your hands also have to be a rishon? It's enough to be gozer. Your hands are sheni. Your hands can be a sheni, just like the other areas of tuma, which the Rabbanan were gozer on hands. They said it's sheni. He says, oh, there's a sheni too. So says the Gemara is really asking a question that I don't, the first answer of the Gemara, that our Mishnah is like Rosh Hashanah Elazar, is a das yachid. It's following Rabbi Akiva. So we'd rather say not. We'd rather say it's like the second answer, right? Srach Truma. So the Gemara answers, Gemara says, Karabanani, right? Our Mishnah is like the Rabbanan. Our Mishnah could be like the Rabbanan of that Mishnah in Yadayim. The Rabbanan that say over there that, no, the hands are a sheni. Hands are a sheni. And our Mishnah could still be like that. Why? You don't have to say, so what, how do you translate Hulin? So Taman, my Taimun, over there. What's the reason? Over there where it goes there, hands going in, to goof going in. So over there we could say it's enough to be gozer, the hands to be a sheni. So that's why the Rabbanan say what they say over there. But hacha, but here it could be, mitoshat omer lo yadav shnios afu badam and atruma. But here the whole point is to be gozer and get you into the right habit. So here the Rabbanan could say, like answer number two, you don't have to be stuck and say, oh, it's following only Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Over there, if you're like the Rabbanan's opinion, yadav or shnios, because that's enough to be gozer to prevent you, to remind you from walking into a Bais HaMenugah. But here, we would say it's Baal Tamei HaTshuma. Remember, Bais HaMenugah is one of the three cases that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin around Daf Ayin Aleph in the Bavli that might not have ever happened. Might not have ever happened. Right? Some of them might have happened. Machlokas. Bais HaMenugah is one of them. Right? Ben Sora Mora, Irani Dachas, and Bais HaMenugah. So again, the pashtus against the Rashi in Ala Torah. Because Rashi Torah says, why does the house get saras? So that we break down the house and we find the treasures. Hashem wanted us to find the treasures. So if you say Lohayv Lo Niver, it never happens. And like that Chalukos Adeos in the Medrash, that theoretically Hashem wanted us to find the treasures, but it never happened. Pashtus said, Pashtus did happen. Pashtus did happen according to those that Medrash. Okay. Says the Gemara. So we have this idea that hands have a gzera of shnios. That's what the Mishnah says in Zavim. So the Gemara says, once the Rabbanan want to be gozer midi Rabbanan, that hands are tameh, so why do they only say shnios? V'lo machmas mashke gozer olein v'yu b'tchila. Right, what's the gzera? There are some liquids, I didn't explain this fully before, there are some liquids that are avatoma, right? Or that come like the mashke of a zav is an avatoma. So if your hands touch it, it could be a rishon latoma. So even stam hands were nervous that maybe they touched. So we say that they're shani, but maybe we should be worried that they touched liquid. Maybe the liquid's even on them still. So why did the Rabbanim go there? That hands should be shnios, maybe they should be rishons. Right, why don't we say they're even rishon? Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Kashile, to a time of my gozru al tumal stam yadayim. Why are we gozru tumal stam yadayim? The chashin on shema mashkin tmeim tofeh alayin. We're nervous that there's some tummy liquid on them, and with tamen as a chuma. It's going to make the chuma tummy. The tekivan to call both las a chuma osa mashkin tchila. Haya bedin shi yasu asaydam tchila. Why don't they make it a rishon? So Gemara says, no, it can't be more chomor than the following. Kal vachomer. Ma im tful yom, a tful yom. Someone who goes to the mikveh and is waiting for shkia to be totally tahor. Ma im tful yom shu dvar Torah. Tful yom is a din daraisa. It's machlokes. How many mitzvahs you count? Tamei tful yom. The Rambam discusses that in Sefer HaMitzvahs. So it tful yom, which is din daraisa. Ein ela posel. Tful yom only is posel. What does posel mean in the world of tumah v'tahara? When I say posel, that means I could transmit tumah once, and then it ends. Metame is used to say I could transmit tumah, and then that recipient could transmit tumah another step. So posel means one step. So tful yom kipasel truma. What does that mean? That means once. That means a tful yom is a sheni, and truma can only become a shlishi, right? It doesn't go past that. So man tful yom shu davar torah no ela posel. If tful yom is only posel, which means if tful yom is only a sheni, and that's a din daraisa. Yadayim shemi devrim lo koshkin. So surely yadayim, which we're only creating tumah midrabanan, surely it shouldn't be more than a sheni. Number one, davar acher, different svara. Klum gozer al yadayim lo kadeshi hebadam and truma. Why aren't we gozer on yadayim to be gozer so people shouldn't touch truma, get into the habit? So mitoshat the omer lidav shnios avu badam and truma. It's enough. It's enough to say hands are sheni. You don't have to say they're more chomer and say they're a rishon. It's enough hecker to say they're sheni in order to create the badel min hachuma. Period. Tamantaninan. So we learned in the Mishnah there in Meseches Bikurim, right? We had this Gemara there also, I think, in Bikurim. Tamantaninan. We learned in Mishnah Bikurim. That's where the Perek discusses comparing truma, Bikurim, Meiser, Sheni. What do two of them have that the third one doesn't have? So one of the lines is hachuma va Bikurim, chayavan aleihem misa v'chomesh. Shuma and Bikurim, if a Yisrael, if a Zar eats it, chayav misa midaraisa. Midrabanan, he has to pay a chomesh. An extra 25% when he pays back. The asur on lazarim, and it's asur to a zar. The rishon and the achronim discuss. Isn't that pashut? We just said chayim misa. Obviously, asur to a zar. What is that adding, that line? So, explains the, karbana eda, afsur on lazarin, minatora, afilu chatzishir. Even chatzishir is going to be usher. That's the added point. We will get back to that. Let's just continue. They nichse kohen and their property of a kohen. Once kohen gets shrum bikurim, he can do whatever he wants with it. He can sell it to another kohen. Va'olam be'echad umeya, and it's batel the 101. Be'echad umeya, right? Not like most things that are batel b'shishim. The tunim b'chitzus yadayim, and this is the key line for us. You need tilas yadayim. You need tilas yadayim before you handle shruma and bikurim. Va'arif shemesh. And before one partakes of Truma and Bikurim, one has to wait till Shkia if one's a Tful Yom. Hari Elu, Truma Bikurim, Hashenkim, and Meiser. This is about Truma and Bikurim, not Meiser Sheni. Meaning, what does the Mishnah say? You don't need Netilas Yadayim for Meiser Sheni. Right? That's going to be the problem. You don't need to die for Meiser Sheni. Our Mishnah says that you need to Netilas Yadayim for Meiser Sheni. We already explained what Chulin meant. Right? Chulin meant the one case where you stick your hands in and it's according to Hashem and Elazar. Or we said, even according to everybody, based on the Badel Min HaTruma. We'll get back to that. So the Mishnah says in Bikurim that you do not have to wash your hands for Meiser Sheni. So here's the stira. Taman, at omer ena meiser ton rechitza, v'ach at omer meiser ton rechitza. Over there we say, Meiser Sheni, you don't have to wash your hands for Meiser Sheni to handle Meiser Sheni. And here in our Mishnah says, you do. Right, our Mishnah says, not l'un liyadayim l'chulin v'lamaiser. The second one in the Mishnah. So that's a stira, which we're going to have three different answers to answer that stira. Bikurim, I've mentioned this before, two fascinating dayas in Tosfos in Baba Basra about Bikurim. Bikurim, just if you think about it, is different than all other mitzvahs atluyas ba'aretz. Generally, it's after the tefuah grows and we harvest it. That's when we put it together and we take off trumas and maizos v'chulu. Bikurim is before it grows. Before it grows, I go out, I see the first little blossom, I go out, I put a ribbon on it. It really shows that it's a little different. So Tosfos here in Baba Basra Daf Pei Aleph wonders, because the Gemara has a pasuk to tell me that Bikurim only applies in Eretz Yisrael. That's the pasuk. So ask Tosfos, what do you need a pasuk for? The rule in the Mishnah, Maseches Kiddushin, any mitzvah tzuliya ba'aretz only applies in Eretz Yisrael. You don't need a pasuk to teach me that Truma doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz, or Meiser Sheni, or Meiser Rishon, or Shmita or Yovel. It's obvious. It's a mitzvah tzuliya ba'aretz. So what do you need a pasuk to tell me that Bikurim doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz? No, 2 days. V'yesh tema, amayitze, echshuch miyuta, hamersol perakam de kiddushin, komazer tzuliya ba'aretz, enu egazal ba'aretz, 2 days. Number one, v'yesh mefarshim, mishum de Bikurim iskeshu labasar b'chalav. Number one, because in the same pasuk of Bikurim in Parshas Mishpatim, it mentions Basar B'Chalav. Reishis Bikurim and Masba Tavi Beis Hashem Alokecha Osavasha Gadi B'Chalev Imo. So what do those two have to do with each other? But the Michilta even compares them. V'Salka Daitach says Tosfos is a Havamina. They're just like Basar B'Chalav applies in Chutz La'aretz. So too Bikurim. V'Salka Daitach Yenog and Apach Chutz La'aretz Kimo Basar B'Chalav. Right, based on that Hekish. First day. Ula Rashba Nireh. And that saying, according to that day, we'll see what the contrast is. Even though this is a mitzvah tzuliya ba'aretz, it's not going to apply because it's a connection to basar b'chalav, which is an amazing havamina. That's a choves aguf. Well, the Rashba nireh d'lo chashivi bikurim mitzvah tzuliya ba'aretz. Wow. Number two, bikurim is not a mitzvah tzuliya ba'aretz. What's the simen of mitzvah tzuliya ba'aretz? Tevel. Tevel. If I don't take it off, it's still tevel. Bikurim, we don't give bikurim today. We don't designate it. It's a choves agavra. The lo dami l'tshuma u'maiser d'chalo d'hasam gufa peiros b'chuyavim b'tshuma the tevel ninu v'asurim ba'achila v'lakach hashuvin heim tzuliyim ba'aretz. That's mitzvah tzuliyim ba'aretz. It's totally on the aretz and it leaves the aretz tevel until you take it out. Ava bikurim enachia tali b'peiros ela ba'adam de'ein ne'esarin ba'achila ava b'shalo hifishmein bikurim. Right, even though I didn't do Bikurim, you didn't take him off, it's not going to be Tevel. So that shows more to Chovas Gavras, that's the Havamina. Havamina is that it's not a mitzvah tzuliya ba'aretz in that way. Kamash Malan, what's the Kamash Malan? Not 100% clear. Kamash Malan, it is a mitzvah tzuliya ba'aretz, or even if it's not, it still only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Important discussion of Bikurim. Chatzi Shir is also a big topic. Maybe we'll talk about that at the end if there is time. But now let's get to the Gemara. So the Gemara has a stira. Our Mishnah says you have to wash your hands for Netilas for Meiser Sheni, and the Mishnah in Bikurim says you don't have to. Answer number one: Hein data mar haMeiser Ton Rechitza Rabbanan Machlokas Tanoim. Right? Rabbanan say you have to wash your hands. Hein data mar in a Meiser Ton Rechitza Rabbi Meir. It's Machlokas Disanin Par. So the Mishnah, the stira between the Mishnah in Chagiga and the Mishnah in Bikurim can be explained by the Mishnah in Para, because the Mishnah in Para quotes the Machlokas about washing hands. Pashtus Zanin Taman, because the Mishnah says in Para, Kol Haton Bias Mayim Midirei Sofrim, whatever needs water, Midirabanan. So we think that means whatever's a sheni, like your hands are a sheni, Metame is a Kodesh, Uposlos a Truma, is Metame the Kodesh. Again, what does Metame mean? 2 steps. So if it's a sheni, it can make a carbon shlishi, and then a revi. Upozel as a truma, but it only does one step for the truma. Umutter v'chulim b'maiser divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says, and mutter, shady hands are mutter v'chulim b'maiser. So Meir says, you don't have to wash your hands for maiser shady. And that's like the Mishnah in Chagiga, a Mishnah in Bikurim. V'chamosim b'maiser, they aser by maiser, which we think means now, that means that the Chachamim say you can't touch Maaser Sheni until you wash your hands. And that's the authorship of our Mishnah. So that is answer number one. Answer number one, Machlokas Meir and the Chachamim, whether you have to wash your hands before Maaser Sheni, basically whether a Sheni would cause problems for Maaser Sheni, Midrabanan. Whether a Sheni Latuma would cause problems, Midrabanan. So that's one answer. Says the Gemara, I don't like that answer. Veloshamia, that's not what the Rabbanan mean. When the Chachamim oser b'maiser, it doesn't mean that they oser without washing your hands. No. V'loshami damar Rav Shmuel b'shem Rav Zira, didn't he hear what Rav Shmuel said? Ma'av acham osrin b'maiser, what does that mean? That means nifsal gufo milocha maiser. It means if a person is a, in the state of sheni, right? The Chachamim agreed that you don't have to wash your hands for netilas, you don't have to wash your zosidayim to touch maiser sheni. But in order to eat Maaser Sheni, so then the person is considered nifsal gufo milochal b'tshuma. From eating shuma, that's different. That's different than just touching tuma. Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, lav desvirale, the chum don't hold the hatami mitami as a Maaser Leo Shlishi. They don't say that midrabanan, the Sheni, can make a Maaser Sheni into a Shlishi, and that's why you have to wash your hands. Elohazam mishum ochel b'tumas hagufu asinan. Right? No, it's talking about where it's about Tumas HaGuf. And the Mishnah is saying that the Rabbanan say the difference between eating Maaser Sheni and touching Maaser Sheni. Eating Maaser Sheni requires Netilas Yadayim, but touching Maaser Sheni does not. Says the Gemara, and therefore what? That's all the Rabbanan mean. So don't tell me the Rabbanan require Netilas Yadayim just for washing. So we're back to the kasha, back to the stira. So my kadun, so how do you give an answer? So Gemara says, well, wait, we just came up with a nice chiluk. Hein da tamar, maybe our Mishnah that says, Amaiser ton rechitza barotz alechel. Our Mishnah is on a case where you're touching Maaser Sheni to eat it. That requires nitzilas yadayim. The hein da tamar, in Amaiser ton rechitza barotz aliga. Mishnah bikurin, that means only want to touch it. Says the Gemara. That's answer number two. Says the Gemara, velohu rotz alocha, velohu rotz aliga. Why should there be a difference, right? Don't we compare the two? Since by just touching it, you, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, v'kiva de benigiyah sharas lambalo netila, if you're saying that just to touch it without eating it, you could touch it without washing your hands, because its shenis don't make shlishi and maaser sheni, so what difference does it make if you're going to eat it? MK, time of my boy, netila achila. Ta'acha mishum sha'ochal t'putumas aguf leka, ta'ayin itami gufo, el yadav, it's just the hands. Why should there be a difference? So that answer is knocked out. So again, first answer, machlokes, remeir, and the chachamim. Second answer, difference between eating and just touching. So the Gemara answers, Ella, third answer, mishum netila srach. It's just about getting into a habit and routine of washing hands. And because it's just because of, it's not a me'ikar a din washing. It's just to get into a good habit. So that's why you can be mechalik between, touching, stomp to touch and touching to wash. It's not a me'ikar hadin washing anyway, says the Gemara. So our Mishnah is not a me'ikar hadin washing. V'hatanin truma, but truma is on our list right next to Maaser Sheni. V'chiyesh b'truma mishum netilas srach. You're going to tell me you only have to wash your hands for truma only because of a srach to get into a routine? No, truma is a me'ikar hadin washing. So too l'char Maaser Sheni in our Mishnah to be a me'ikar hadin washing. So we don't like that answer. So we'll try again. Ella, what must be our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is talking about Ella Bechulin or Maaser Sheni Shenasu Al Gavtaras HaKodesh. You know why it says, number you have to wash your hands? We're talking about somebody who treats their Maaser Sheni on a higher level. Me'ikar Adin Maaser Sheni does not need washing, and that's the Mishnah in Bikurim. Our Mishnah is somebody who wants to treat Bikurim on a higher, Chulin on a higher level, treat Maaser Sheni on a higher level, and therefore, that's the Chulin Shenasu Al Or chulin, or maaser sheni, not so al gavtaras hakodesh. Says the Gemara, chulin shenasu al gavtaras hakodesh. Really, you have to wash your hands for chulin shenasu al gavtaras hakodesh. If somebody accepts to eat their chulin on such a high level, it's not considered chulin. So the Gemara says, well, two answers. One we started off the daf with, and one's new. Tifater oker shemibe ben Elazar. Okay, Lazar bar Yitzadok, one of those two. Ikir Shimon Elazar, maybe it goes back to what we started off originally with. Rav Shimon Elazar, Ditani, Rav Shimon Elazar, Omer, Mishur Meir, Hayo Yadayim Tchila Lachulim V'Shiyas L'Truma. Maybe our Mishnah is a case where your Yadayim are Rishons. Our Yadayim are Rishons, like that Mishnah in elsewhere that we had Rabbi Akiva that says if you stick your hands into a Bayis HaMenuchah, they become a Rishon. V'Shiyas L'Truma, maybe that's what our Mishnah is talking about. You have to wash your hands for Chulin because your hands are a Rishon. Or Rav Elazar bar Tzadok, who says yes. Chulin shasvat haras hakodesh, you have to wash your hands. Chulin adak gava kodesh, harein kochulin, the Tanakama. Rav Elazar bar Tzadok, omer harein kuchuma, batami shtayim lifso lechot. So he says you have to wash your hands for chulin shasvat haras hakodesh, and that's what the Mishnah could be referring to. Chulin, or Meister Sheni, shasvat haras hakodesh, or, like the first answer, Shimon Elazar, we're talking about a case where their hands are a reshown because they went into a bias. HaMinuga. Okay, I guess we'll have to come back another time, talk about Meiser, talk about Chatzishir. Okay, we'll stop here.